You from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy baptism is the most important moment of a Christian's life. You might say, for an adult, that it is the moment of faith that is the most important. But who knows where and when that exactly happens? Certain Christians ask things like, "When did you decide to follow Jesus?" I can honestly say that I never decided any such thing. When Jesus was shown to me, I believed, just as I can't deny the sun that shines before me most mornings. Faith may have happened in one moment in time, but it's kind of blurry. And we can have struggles and doubts along the way. As a man once said to Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief." But as a sign, baptism is different than faith. Baptism is not something that happens in the sanctuary of your heart. It's something that happens to you. Faith is in the heart and can be assaulted by doubts, but baptism is something that never fluctuates. You can fall away from faith and lose it, but even if you fall away from your baptism, you always have it to return to. Baptism is where and when Jesus washed away your sins and clothed you with his righteousness. And so faith, as salutary as it is, needs something to cling to. You can't have faith in faith. Faith needs something to cling to, a promise that is for you. And that is why God, his Son, Jesus Christ, instituted holy baptism. So that in that moment in time, you can say, "Here is where Jesus saved me." Baptism is a promise that your sins are forgiven, that you have salvation, and that God keeps his promises, so believe them. Now, someone might say, and I've heard many times people say, "Baptism doesn't save, Jesus saves." Now, that sounds like a very faithful thing to say. Jesus saves. But to pit Jesus against baptism is blasphemy. First of all, how would it sound if I said, "Faith doesn't save, Jesus saves"? Faith and Jesus are not opposed to one another. Faith is in Jesus. So too, baptism is in Jesus. Baptism is Jesus for you. 2,000 years ago, Jesus took on our human flesh so that he could die for us. He didn't come in glory and obvious royalty, but in fact took on the form of a servant, so that we would receive him by faith. And it is also true that he took on our sins in order that he would carry them to the cross and put them to death. When he died with our sins died with him. But he was raised from the dead, having conquered sin and death, and has the victory. And that victory is applied to us in baptism. Christ is united to us in baptism. As St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Our baptism is what unites us to Christ through faith. And Jesus' own baptism in the Jordan River is what unites him to us in order that he might fulfill all righteousness. So our text today reads, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. John the Baptist had been preaching in the wilderness and urging a baptism unto repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the people, the scriptures say, were coming out to him to be baptized because they needed the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus did not. He needs no forgiveness. He is the source of our forgiveness and the forgiveness of all sins. So John falters and says as much. He says, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? I need your forgiveness. And you want me to forgive you? It is a very humble and pious position for John to take. But the mistake is in this. Jesus' baptism isn't for his forgiveness, but for yours. His baptism is an anointing, an ordination, an installation of his stepping in to the messianic ministry. Jesus is christened in his baptism. And when Jesus submits to that baptism being done by John, he is submitting to his Father's call to carry the sins of the world and be the Lamb of God who takes them away. Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. The Apostle Peter writes about Jesus Christ. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. This was what the Messiah was sent to do, to give us his righteousness in exchange for our sin. And the day of his baptism is the day that he took up that mantle. He answered that calling, submitted to the baptism of John, and willingly took upon himself the burden of saving the world, beginning his ministry through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that ministry he would bear for 3 long years that would end in his offering his life for the sin of the world. Our text continues. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Just a few more thoughts on baptism. Baptism connects to your life today, and there's a testimony to this in our text. First, if Jesus, the perfect Son of God, will submit to be baptized by John, you can submit to be baptized, communed, forgiven by a called and ordained pastor. The office of the holy ministry is the calling whereby God sends men to preach and to administer his gifts to his church, in his stead, by his command. John was a very righteous man, but of course he was a sinner, sharing in our lot. Jesus was perfect, and yet God used a jar of clay such as John in order to anoint his only begotten Son with water and the Spirit. So too he uses jars of clay, ministers today until the end of the age to do the very same. Another thing, baptism is not just an outward symbol of an inward faith, as some would claim today. Baptism does something, and here we have clear testimony that it affects the gift of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, what happened? Nothing? No, immediately the heavens opened up. The Holy Spirit came to Jesus, and God declared him to be his Son in whom he is well pleased. We confess with our lips and believe in our hearts that the same thing happens every time a person is baptized according to Christ's baptism. Of course, we don't see the rending of the heavens and the sending of the Spirit. But we know that it happens by faith in what God has promised to do in the washing of water and the Word. And so you all have been saved by grace through faith. And that grace comes in the form of holy baptism, water and the Word, which gives you the new birth. This is because Jesus first entered the water and sanctified it and instituted it for our use. We are united with Christ and with one another, not because we have the blood of Abraham, but because through the water with the Word, we share the righteousness of Christ, and we share the water that is thicker than blood, the sanctification that comes through the Holy Spirit, through such meager means as water, instituted by Christ for our sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of Christ, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.